caring for an aging loved one? Are you a senior searching for answers? Welcome to Senior Care Live, a program dedicated to you, providing information, education, and resources for seniors and their caregivers. And now, America's Senior Care Consultant, Steve Keeker.
Hello and welcome to Senior Care Live. I'm Steve Keeker, your Senior Care Consultant, and I really appreciate you tuning in today. We have a wonderful program on tap with my friend and special guest in studio, Mr. Ben Socek. He's the owner of Home Downsizing Solutions. If you want to reach out to Ben, write this information down. You may need his help immediately. You may need his help in 6 weeks or even 6 months. It's 855-291-5005. You can also go online, an excellent website loaded with resources, homedownsizing.com. And with that, Ben, welcome back to Senior Care Live.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me again this week. And as always, hopefully I can share some information with the listeners to be of value to them.
All right. And, you know, let's talk about Home Downsizing Solutions. And, tell us again, we have, you know, new listeners all the time. I think we're getting ready to pick up a station in Guam. So of all the places. So, let's talk. Let's just review Home Downsizing Solutions and how you're able. What services do you offer?
Sure, the primary service that we offer is to actually buy a property, a house, from individuals, especially if they're downsizing to a smaller home, apartment, or senior community. That is the primary service. Surrounding that, we try and do everything that we can to make that transition to the new home as easy and stress-free as possible, whether that's assisting in contacting a moving company, assisting in contacting an organizing and packing company, or any of the services that a homeowner that's been in a house a long time or short time, can find of value. The other thing I guess I would say that I tell everybody that we talk to, the reason that people would choose to do business with a company like mine is if they find value or enough value in the benefits that we provide, namely being able to buy a house in its as-is condition so that the homeowner doesn't have to do anything to the house to sell it. They can take what they want, leave what they don't want, and whatever's left in the house, whatever stuff is left in the house, we take care of it.
Okay.
We are cash buyers. We have cash available to buy houses. So we can close as quickly as a title company can check title and prepare closing paperwork. So whether that's that has been in as little as 24 hours
before
that we've had a contract, we close the next day. But or, of course, whenever a person wants us to close. And, of course, one of the biggest benefits is to be able to buy the house right away so that the seller knows the house is sold, so that they have that issue off their plate. But then they can choose to, typically anyway, stay in the house until they're ready to move. So if they don't know exactly when an apartment's going to be ready for them, or they want to be ready when an apartment opens up, then we can allow them to stay in the house until they can make that move. So that's probably one of the biggest thing. But those are the primary reasons why a person would choose to do business with us.
Well, so I'm working with a lady who has legal responsibility for an individual. And it's interesting because I got the call this last week, and I think I'm going to be working with her to help her kind of figure out this puzzle. But her client, essentially, but she's the legal power of attorney and all that. But her client needs to move into assisted living, but she needs the money from the house to help pay for that. They had an assisted living community lined up, but that assisted living community would have to put a lien on the house. So a promissory note, basically, that, you know, if it takes 2 or 3 months to sell it or 6 months, whatever the number is, that you'll pay us back and we'll just work with you on that. And then she called them back and they said, you know what, after we thought about it, no thanks. Mm-hmm. So if you are able to help a person out in that situation, you could buy the house close on it fairly quickly, as quickly as the title work can be done through the title company, 24 hours to maybe a few days to a week, as fast as they can get it done. And then they have cash in the bank, cash on hand. And then if you're moving to one of these places, they wouldn't have to deal with liens or no thanks, we're not going to do that anymore. Is that right? That really saves, that solves that problem.
That solves that problem. There are companies out there that do bridge loans for circumstances like that, actually. But with what we provide, we can eliminate that cost or that issue as well. So instead of having to go out and get a bridge loan on their house to increase costs in that manner anyway, we can go ahead, step in, buy the house. As you mentioned, they're going to have their funds in their bank account right away that way, in that manner, and then be able to have the funds to buy into a community or to make the move or whatever they need to do. That's correct.
Okay. If this is catching your attention, you're like, wait a minute. Why didn't we know about this? This would help us out in our situation. Reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005. That's 855-291-5005 or online at homedownsizing.com. And I worked with another family. And I sent them your information. I sent them a free copy of your book and all that, and we'll see what they want to do moving forward. But you are custom tailored for their exact situation. So her dad lives in a house. He's lived there too long, according to her. And it's a typical situation, very common. And he's a smoker. So they're going to have to buy all new furniture for his assisted living apartment because you drag that stuff in there and it'll smoke the whole thing out, mm-hmm. right? And she's like, she's completely overwhelmed with, what am I going to do with this house? What am I going to do with all the furniture? There are some things that I want out of it. And he is divorced, so he's single living in this house. And she said, there's just a few things, but everything else, I don't know what to do with it. Mm-hmm. And could you help someone like that?
So that's a perfect situation of what we can certainly help with that, where especially if they're items that you're not going to be able to donate, if they...
They're smoke saturated at this point.
Been in that environment.
They're
so
ruined, yeah.
They really can't donate anything. So the items that he wants to move with him, he could certainly do that. If she has items that she wanted to take, that's great. If they actually could sell or monetize any of those things, that's fine. But anything that they leave, then we buy the house and whatever is in it. That okay. is correct.
Okay. And then you can have the stuff that you can't do with anything with. You just have that hauled off and hauled out.
Correct. We take care of it in whatever manner that we can or that needs to happen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. And then we were visiting earlier before the program, and you had mentioned a client story. And I think this individual needed to move to a senior care community.
Correct. They were, this situation, they had already signed up for a community and they already had a place, but they didn't know exactly when it was going to be ready within the next 30 days, give or take a week. Their house was in good condition, but it was dated. So floor coverings, paint, the kitchen was dated. And
that's a lot of work right there and a lot of money
to get the contractors lined up and all those things.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah. And so they had seen my company's information and decided, well, let's at least talk to them to see what we can do. And in this situation, I think they had seen some of our videos, some of our other information to actually kind of educate themselves about what I did and how I went about the process of buying a house. And so I met with them and looked through the house, visited with them, went over the numbers as far as what I could do for them, and they were ready to move forward immediately in that situation.
Yeah.
Because for them, they'd been there a long time, and they just knew that they did not want to deal with the hassles or potential hassles of selling a house in a traditional manner. And they liked the idea of just being able to basically turn over the keys to me and say, it's all yours.
Here, you do it.
And here, you do it. Yeah. We have movers coming. Yeah. We just want to make the move and be done. And so, again, convenience, I guess, is a key word of how people find value in what we do. And so if the convenience and those benefits are of value, then we can be a great solution.
And it could be a house that's in good shape, but you don't want to deal with it. You want to walk away. You don't want to deal with contractors and having hardwoods put in, or the carpet or the painting, or to redo a kitchen. First of all, is super expensive, and good luck getting anyone out in a timely manner to get that done. I mean, you could be, you know, if you started on that today, you might have your house ready to go by next spring or summer at this rate. So, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can do that. But if you don't want to do that, even if your house is in great shape or okay shape, this might be the answer. Reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online at homedownsizing.com. And we'll have more with Ben coming up. But first, the Senior Care Live question of the week. Home Downsizing Solutions is the same thing as wholesalers that will buy your house as is. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. Home Downsizing Solutions is the same thing as a wholesaler that will buy your house as is. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false. And Ben, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the differences between Home Downsizing Solutions and these wholesalers.
Sure, Steve. That's a good question and something that's I certainly like to expound about. And,
yeah.
And one of the things that I try my best to educate individuals that are wanting to sell a house, no matter how they want to sell a house, I do want to educate people about the process and about the different ways that they can do that. But coming back to the question, I consider myself, my company, quote unquote, real home buying company, i.e. we can actually buy houses. We have the funds to buy houses, and we actually do buy houses. That's what we do.
And you buy the house directly.
We buy the house directly, yep. And we actually close on the house.
Mm-hmm.
And understandably, if a person only sells one or two houses in their lifetime, they probably have no idea what we're talking about right now, or they probably don't care either,
yep.
As long as they can get the job done.
Yeah.
But what we term, what wholesalers are in the real estate world, are individuals that they advertise they buy houses. When they're on the phone with you, they will tell you they're going to buy your house. And even if they send somebody to your house to look at it, they're going to tell you that they buy the house. And so typically anyway, unless you ask the right questions and really look at their paperwork, you don't realize that they're basically only getting the right to buy your house. They typically have no intention of closing on your property. And at least some part of the time, they have no ability to financially.
Yeah.
So their mode of operation is that they will get a contract to buy a house, and then they will typically ask a home seller to give them 21 to 30 days to close, but they want their contractors to come through and look at the house to get them quotes before they close. These quote-unquote contractors are actually their potential buyers.
Ah.
So if they can't flip that contract, sell the contract to somebody else and make a profit— they're not going to do that. They will either just walk away from the transaction, or they're going to try and renegotiate with you for a lower price. And either way, when you, the homeowner, think the house is sold, it's not. And it can leave you in a very bad situation when you're doing that. So that's really the biggest, that's a big difference is we're actually a company that buys houses. A wholesaler is someone that buys and sells paper contracts.
Yeah, they're flipping it on paper.
Correct.
Is exactly what they're doing. And they may or may not have the funds or the means to actually buy that house. So they contract it from you, they list it, and then they very quickly try to flip it to someone else who's going to buy it. And then that person actually buys the house. Is that correct?
That's accurate, yes. Yeah. The wholesaler themselves, they're again, just flipping paper. And that also, since that gives them since they incur no risk, essentially, in doing that, because if the deal doesn't work out, they just walk away. Since there's no risk to them, they will often overpromise what they can pay for a house, which makes maybe a real cash buyer's offer look a little bit lower, or can be lower, because we're actually buying the house.
You're actually giving a legitimate offer, not an inflated offer, hoping
that
might
something happens.
Flip it. Yeah,
that's correct. So that's really the big thing there. And a number of them, too, will like to try and get a contract over the phone without even looking at a house.
Oh, no.
And so once they get a contract, then they will tell the homeowner, then they will come out and take a look at the house and confirm that that's the number. Well, often that number is going to change because it's very common for them to say, oh, I didn't realize that this was needing to be done with your house or that this was in disrepair. And so typically that number is always going to change and not for the better for the homeowner.
So Ben, so if I'm out here, I'm in the market, this is really catching my attention, and I'm interested in doing this, how would I know I'm talking to a wholesaler and not a legitimate home buyer?
Sometimes that's very difficult to know. You can certainly ask for a copy of their agreement to make sure that there's not the verbiage in that agreement that allows a person to resell it automatically on paper, or that gives the wholesaler certain control of that selling process. And some of the paperwork will even say that they have the right then to market the property and put it on the multiple listing service and do all that just like an agent would. Mm-hmm. And so all this, unless a person is knowledgeable about that, you can overlook that. So a person does need to be very careful. What I would say is to get references from a title company. So like in specifically Omaha, Kansas City, I can give potential people that want to work with me contact information for the local title companies so that a homeowner can call them and say, hey, does this guy Ben with Home Downsizing Solutions, is he real? Does he actually buy houses? Does he close on it? And they'll hear, yes, he does.
Yeah.
You can certainly trust him. And so that's a big thing there, too, is to look for that. Typically, I would say look for a proof of funds, so that usually a letter from a bank that or lending institution that shows that they have the funds available. The problem is the wholesalers, or at least some of them, will create documents of proof of funds.
Oh, boy.
So they're not real.
So it's kind of like pre-qualifying a home buyer, but this is in reverse. You're pre-qualifying the home buyer. You're pre-qualifying someone who would buy your house, not like the couple wanting to buy. You're qualifying a company. Yeah.
That's correct.
Yeah.
So there are some things to do that you can kind of protect yourself with that. And so anyway, and also look for references, look for reviews, look to see how long the company's been in business. And I don't think there are many companies like mine that have been around for 28 years at this point.
Yeah.
And with the Better Business Bureau and all of that. So due diligence is certainly a good thing for that.
Home Downsizing Solutions, veteran-owned company, and the Better Business Bureau, what's the rating on that?
A-plus for years and years.
A-plus. It doesn't get any better than that. Don't do business with some fly-by-night company that's just looking to flip your house on paper. Reach out to Ben Socek with Home Downsizing Solutions, 855-291-5005, or online with homedownsizing.com. And Ben, thanks for being here today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you, Steve, and thanks to everybody for listening. If we can be of value and a benefit to you, contact us at homedownsizing.com or 855-291-5005, and would love to be of service to you.
Excellent. Thank you, Ben. And we'll have more coming up next.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit seniorcarelive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
I talk to so many people throughout each and every week, and there are a lot of people that said, you know, your program is, must-see TV. It's like tune-in radio. It's appointment radio, actually. And so they're like, you know, we like to listen to that every day. Or I wish it was every day, actually. That's the goal here, to be the Dave Ramsey of senior care. I don't know if I've shared that with too many folks, but you need to, you know, crawl before you walk and walk before you run. But anyway, so every single week. But I've had a lot of people say, you know, we really appreciate the fact that if we miss one of your programs, we can just go to the podcast and listen to it after the fact. And they said that's just super convenient. So I like to compare that to my wife and I have a lot of programs that we enjoy watching and you know, some series and that sort of thing. And so we always set the DVR. If we can't watch it as it's playing, then we'll just watch it later on. So kind of the same thing. So feel free to check out the podcast, all the major podcast platforms. And if all else fails, you can just go to seniorcarelive.com, click on the podcast tab, and they're all in chronological order. So there we go. So this past week, I celebrated another birthday and another trip around the sun, as they say. and I'll tell you what, I shared the story. I'm not going to go into all that today, but I had a huge, huge health scare. And back in the tail end of April, it resulted in having brain surgery. And I got very, very lucky. The mass on the brain, when they tell you, well, Steve, we found a mass on your brain, it'll take your breath away. And I actually, at that time, I thought I was a goner. Actually, I did. And I wasn't sure I would see another birthday. 24 hours later, the same doctor comes in. We have better news. It's not a tumor. Praise God. I said that. He didn't say that. but it's a cyst, and we can deal with that. Your brain surgeon will be calling to schedule brain surgery. I'm like, oh, wow. So very thankful that's something that can be dealt with, but now I have to have brain surgery. So incredible skilled surgeons at KU Med Center, Dr. Baim and Dr. Shamoon, and then all they had huge teams with each one of these two surgeons, and then we had the anesthesiologist, and we had respiratory therapy and arterial punctures and oxygen monitor. It was unbelievable, and I'm pretty sure we had a whole gallery of students watching this whole thing too. But anyway, which is cool. That's fine. So, but recovered well. I feel great. And it just dawned on me on the morning of my birthday earlier this week, how thankful I am that I got to have another birthday. And let me tell you what, we're not promised another day. And so ever since then, it's too bad that it takes something just off the charts crazy like that to be kind of a perspective changer. But I don't take any day for granted anymore. And I felt what it felt like to think that I didn't have too many more of those days left. I did not like that feeling. And then that was relieved by the fact that it was something that they could deal with. And so I dodged a bullet. So I just want to share that just with you briefly. And when you listen to people on the radio, it's kind of neat to get to know them a little bit personally. And you know, I talk about my wife once in a while, and we have these four beautiful, spoiled, rotten wiener dogs. I think I'm going to put their picture on my website one of these days, just because, I mean, they're so incredible. And they run our house, by the way. But I think it's interesting just to get to know your host a little bit better. And I'm just thankful to be here, and I'm thankful for you. Each and every one of you listening to the program, either live or streaming it or through the podcast, I just want to say thank you. And I am happy to be here and celebrate my birthday and blow the candles out again, because you never know how many more of those you're going to get, frankly. So I just want to thanks for letting me share that with you. All right. So I want to talk a little bit, shift gears here and talk about moving into a continuing care retirement community. And if you recall, I talk about this stuff off and on, you know, over all the years. But if you ever hear the abbreviation CCRC, that's a continuing care retirement community. And what that is, it's an all of the above situation. So you would sell your house and downsize and move into, typically it's a downsize a little bit, maybe a lot. But you would move into an independent living apartment. It may be an independent living villa. Most of the inventory, you're going to have apartments. And these are nice apartments. Okay, and they're spacious, and you can have one bedrooms, two bedrooms, maybe one bedroom and a den, two bedroom and a den, three bedroom, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And some of these things can be huge. But you're moving into independent living. They make at least your main meal per day, maybe a couple of meals. You have a fully equipped kitchen to where you can cook anything you want, anytime you want, but they're going to do some of the cooking for you. Kind of take some of that responsibility off your hands. And you do not have the responsibility of home ownership. You don't have to worry about the roof leaking. They'll fix it. The water heater going out, they'll replace it. You get the idea. Okay, so they take care of all that stuff. You don't have to pay personal property taxes, which could be hundreds of dollars a month. Homeowners insurance could be hundreds of dollars a month. You want to have a renter's insurance for contents. But other than that, you're not paying utilities. And it's a great option. And then the whole concept of doing that is then to age in place, move to assisted living, that level of care, if and when you need that down the road. Then you could also transition to long-term care if you need more help than that. And it's you don't have to change your address. Or if it's a campus type of a situation, you don't have to leave the organization. It's all with the same organization. So that's the idea. But when you come in on the front end of one of these continuing care retirement communities, you may be looking at an entrance fee. And what that is typically it's going to be on the lower end of it, you know, around $100,000. Typically, I'll see $200,000, $250,000, all the way up to, you know, well over $900,000. That's just in the Kansas City area. Around the country, I think it's pretty common. If you get in some of the larger, you know, higher cost of living cities, I've seen them well over $1 million in those areas. It could be, it could be lower than that in a lot of other areas. But I think $300,000, $500,000, $600,000 is going to get you a nice place pretty much anywhere you want to go. Now, that's tied to a contract, and the most common contract is a 90-10, so 90% refundable, which means if you choose to move, if you say, you know what, I've changed my mind, I want to move to, XYZ state near my son, okay, that's fine. You can do that. They would give you 90% of that or refund you 90% of that upfront fee, that entrance fee, your refund's 90%. So you're going to lose 10%. Off the top, and you're going to lose the opportunity to make money on your money over a period of time, but you get 90% back. There's some other types of contracts that I don't really have time to go into today. There could be an 80-20, 70-30, 50-50. There could be a 0% refund, which is usually tied to more of a life care or life plan community. And there are benefits to that. So your refund would decrease by 2% per month. So in 50 months, there's no refund. Well, what do you get for that? Well, you're locked into your independent living rate for your entire stay. So if independent living is $4,000 and you need assisted living, that's $7,000, where you're saving $3,000 a month. If you move to long-term care, you're still paying $4,000, and maybe long-term care is $12,000 a month, so you're saving $8,000 a month. So what you're doing on those zero refund or life care or life plan communities is you're essentially on the front end, you're prepaying for future discounted health care. That's how that works. And then there are some communities that are rental only. And they're good places. You don't have to write a six-figure check to get a good place. It's just a different business model. They believe in paying for what you need as you go. They don't think you should tie up a person's money, that great big chunk of money. And so you would move into independent living, and then you're going to pay the independent living rate. And then you move to assisted living, you'll pay that rate. You move to long-term care, you pay that rate, and they've got you covered. So entrance fee versus rental, moving into a continuing care retirement community. If you need help sorting through all of this, This is by far and away the most difficult type of a care community to navigate on your own. We are experts at this. Give us a call. We can help you. And this one has a lot of moving parts. So give us a call, 913-945-2800, or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. And I'll have more coming right up.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit seniorcarelive.com. We'll have more coming up.
If you have a question, give us a call at seniorcarelive.com. That's 800-331-6445, or go online, seniorcarelive.com. Here we go again.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. This is a consumer alert. Consumer alert.
I keep warning you about these free referral services. What they do, I'm going to keep preaching this until I'm, as they say, until I'm blue in the face or I fall over or whatever. Here's why it's free to you. They're getting paid, folks. It's free to you because they don't work for you. You work for who pays you, right? I think most normal humans with a brain understands that. You work for who pays you. So the free referral services go out and they'll cut these sales deals. You know, they're basically, you know, it's 100% sales commission type of a model. And they say, Mr. or Mrs. Senior Care Community, we're really good at marketing, really good at generating leads, really good at sales. So we're going to send you a bunch of leads. And if our lead that we have generated for you, if they choose you, you owe us up to 100% of the first month's cost. So and it could be a little bit less than that. 90 to 100 seems to be pretty common, with 100% real common. Okay. And so if you choose one of the places they recommend, then they're going to generate, if it's assisted living, their $6,000, $7,000, $8,000 kickback. So the question you have to ask yourself is, now wait a minute, just wait a minute. Use your common sense, my friends. God gave you common sense for a reason. And your mom also said, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Your mom also said, nothing in life is for free. There's got to be a catch. So use your common sense and ask yourself the question, wait a minute. Did they recommend that place because it's the best place for my mom, my dad, my spouse, my loved one? Did they recommend it because it's actually the best place for my loved one? Or did they recommend it because if I choose it, they're going to get a big, fat $7,000, $8,000 kickback? Which one is it? You can't have it both ways, folks. Which one is it? That's why I say there's a conflict of interest. They have a vested interest in you choosing one of their business partners because they're full commission salespeople. That means they don't make money unless you choose one of their business partners. That's the conflict of interest. I am constantly, and I mean constantly, called by people who had a negative experience with one of these free referral services. So recently, I get a call from a very sweet lady. She is pretty stressed out. And she said, I worked with one of these free services. Please forgive me. And I'm like, nope, don't worry about it. Well, I'll take care of you. What happened? Well, they drug me around all over town looking at all of these assisted living communities. And I'm like, really? Because I already knew what she needed through a nice conversation I had with her. And her husband is not appropriate for the assisted living level of care. And she's been turned down multiple times. Because guess what? We cannot meet your husband's level of care. And I'm like, well, I know. Why would they... I said, why would they recommend all of these assisted living communities? And then she looked at me and she said, to generate a commission. And I'm like, you said it. I didn't. So My firm is called Senior Care Consulting because we are professional consultants. We are not a 100% commission sales representative. We work directly for our clients because you work for who pays you. There is no conflict of interest. That does not exist in our model. So after conducting a thorough, comprehensive geriatric care assessment, it was blatantly clear that her husband needs the long-term care level of care. Period. End of discussion. And because we're not trying to hustle this lady to our business partners so that we can generate our $6,000 to $8,000 kickback, we're doing the right thing for this very nice, very stressed out lady and the right thing for her husband. He won't have to move in somewhere and then, like I've discussed several times on the show before, you know, very shortly thereafter, get a letter. Nope, sorry, we can no longer meet your husband's needs. He's exceeded our threshold. You know how hard that is on an elderly person. He's going to move one time, and he's going to be set, and he's going to receive the professional care that he deserves. And just to put a point on this, and I'm going a little bit longer than I had planned on, but the bottom line is, I actually worked with a lady. She chose this place. She moved her husband in. That was about a year ago. And I received an email from the sales representative. Hey, Steve, thanks. Mr. So-and-so moved in. He's doing great. Hey, don't forget to send me the invoice. And I'm like, oh, boy. She forgot who she's talking to. So it's not her fault. So I called her up. And I said, you forgot my business model, didn't you? Remind me. So I told her we work directly for our clients. They pay us a reasonable flat fee for service. We help them objectively through the search and selection process. She goes, oh, that's right. That's right. We don't pay you. That's right. But she said, by the way, I love your business model. You're doing business the right way. Well, just disregard that. In the email, it said, don't forget to send me the invoice for $6,750. Which, of course, I did not bill. No, I've never received a penny from any community for 23 years, thank you. But guess what $6,750 represented? That was exactly 100% of the first month's cost for my clients. There it is. Okay, and of course, I didn't send them an invoice, and of course, they didn't pay me a penny. We get along very well. So here's the bottom line. You know, proceed with caution, and here's the bottom line. You get what you pay for.
Proceed with caution. This has been a Consumer Alert, brought to you by Senior Care Live.
All right. If that caught your attention, and you're like, you know what, Senior Care Consulting, that is the way to go. I don't like the conflict of interest. I want someone working for me instead of, you know, being, you know, working for and with all of these communities, and I don't like the conflict of interest, reach out. Let's have a conversation. We can help you objectively and in an unbiased manner. 913-945-2800 or online at seniorcareconsulting.com. I'm Steve Kuecker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.